Good morning, and thank you for starting off your Monday with the Andy Summer Show here on 92.5 XTU. Andy, broadcasting live from her basement at home as producer Donnie and I are here at the XTU studios.
Yes, because apparently you're much safer to be around than I am.
See, Donnie and I take it that you're too important, and they want to make sure you're safe.
I don't know. Anything could happen here. Anything could happen. I do want to give a shout out, though, because I've heard from a couple people over the weekend who were like, you know, usually I'm at work earlier, or, you know, and they're not able to listen for as long as they normally do, or as they can now. They normally don't listen to the Andy Summer Show as long as they do now because they're at home now. So thank you so much for listening. Thanks for still tuning us in and making us part of your morning. Because that's why we're doing this, even if you do weird things while we are quarantined.
Yeah, I mean, I know we talked last week. I'm seeing more and more people wandering about just wearing full PJs from head to toe. Like, they don't even bother putting on grown-up clothes, which is fine because I'm about there. Tomorrow might be PJ day here at work.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Because those people probably don't make their beds either, and that's gross.
I haven't made my bed since I moved into my apartment 2 years ago.
Do you even have blankets on it and stuff, or are you just one of those people that like just lays on it? And
no, I mean, I wash the sheets once or twice a year.
Oh, gross!
Okay, anyway, we're talking. So anyway, so when I go out to Fairmount Park, huge park, one of the largest, I think maybe the largest city park in America, and normally it's just people, you know, running and walking dogs, having picnics. But boy, yesterday, I don't know if everyone was a little loopier because Saturday was so bad. Mm-hmm. Nobody went out of the house, that even though yesterday was only slightly crappy, people still had to get out and do stuff.
It was more misty than it was pouring. So it was like you just kind of take advantage of it.
So there were a couple girls who were doing lunges for like a block with everyone around, which is, I mean, good for them. I wouldn't. Number one, have the energy to do lunges for that long, but to do it with all these people around.
Right. And that's one of those things that sometimes I think about, like if I'm out with the kids and, you know, we're going for a walk around the neighborhood or something. Mm-hmm. And I think I could really get some good exercise in if I had the nerve to do it. And I wasn't so filled with pride. Like I won't even run in public because I look like such an idiot. There's no way I'm doing walking lunges down the street.
Right.
But I mean, why not? Right? Like, shame on you if you're judging them, I suppose.
I know. Yeah. Because my first thought was the same thing. I'm like, wow, I would never do that. But then when you go to a gym and work out, you're working out in front of dozens of people. What's the difference?
And the gyms aren't open. So it should be a socially acceptable place for you to be doing lunges on the street or in a park for sure.
Right.
Okay. So that's a new rule now. You're okay to do lunges in public.
Right. Now, is this okay? So there's, of course, you know, thousands of trees around. A guy grabbed a low-hanging branch and was doing chin-ups, holding on to the branch.
Was the branch in danger of falling?
It's a close call. I mean, it wasn't a big branch, but it was holding its own.
Was it so low that he could put his feet down and he was fine? Did he have to, like, bend his knees?
He had to bend his knees, yeah.
Oh, and then did he cheat at all?
I think he did a solid job. He did a solid job, yeah.
Do you think that, I can't even do pull-ups or chin-ups. I can't do either of them without having my leg around, my foot in a band.
Okay, right.
You know, like those giant rubber bands?
Yeah.
So I give that guy credit. As long as the tree was not in danger, I think that is now also socially acceptable.
Okay, I was going to say again, out in public, that's okay.
If you can do it, then show it off, is what I say.
All right, well, how about this one then?
Was he wearing a shirt?
He was wearing his regular gym garb, like the athletic shorts and the but he had the I mean, not that I should make fun of him, but he had the white sneakers with the black socks that were up to his knee.
Is that never okay? That's never. You don't wear black socks with sneakers.
But again, maybe if he was working out at home, that's what he would wear. So he's just wearing it out in public because that's what people do.
Listen.
Okay.
If you don't feel good about yourself, then nothing good is coming of it. And you can't feel good wearing black socks and white sneakers.
Now, Donnie's close. Producer Donnie just showed me. He has black socks, but he has black sneakers. That's perfectly acceptable. That's good.
Is it?
Yeah. So, wait.
Is he wearing shorts, and does he have them pulled up to his knees?
Well, it's not today. That's his Tuesday look.
Okay, you have another one, though.
All right, so here's the third one, right? You're okay with the walking lunges and with the chin-ups?
I'm okay. If you can do it, yes, bravo. Good for you. Show off those skills.
There is one man standing by himself. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was no one within 30 yards in any direction.
Okay.
And this was maybe at like 11 a.m. yesterday. Again, Fairmount Park.
Okay.
With a rod and reel, just casting it out. and then bringing it back in.
Into the grass?
Yeah. And then casting it back out and then bring it back in.
But
then,
the thing is, there are places with water. Right? Like there are places with water where it's more appropriate to do something. Even if you're not actually fishing and you're just practicing. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's okay to do that in a park.
And often fishing is a very solo thing that you're going to do anyway.
Right.
Right? That's where you want to be secluded and kind of be away and do your own thing.
Yes.
The middle of Fairmount Park. So what do you think? You're okay with the lunges? You're okay with the chin-ups? What do you think about the casting the rod and reel in the middle of a park?
You can't go fishing in the grass. No, that is not acceptable, Dave.
Should I have a word with him if I see him? Again today?
I think you should run. He might catch you.
With the reel? Really back.
I know. Poor Clover. What's Clover going to do? Clover, your dog, who's afraid of squirrels. Like, Clover's not going to help you.
No, she's not.
You got to stay away from that guy, Dave.
The good thing is I'm little. He'll probably just throw me back.
Yo, Philly, wake up with the Andy Summers Show on 92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.